And all the teachers boarded there until they got home, Professor and ever so many others. But one summer, it was in the summertime, we went visiting, my sister and I, my sister Cliff and I. One of the school teachers, one of the music teachers who had boarded with us, had married and moved to Greenville, South Carolina. And my sister, who was a pupil at Monroe College in Forsyth, later Bessie Tift, she was visiting some of her school friends in South Georgia, and I was visiting this music teacher friend in Greenville, South Carolina, and it was midsummer, the canning season was on, and somebody telephoned us and told us that our home had burned down. It was in the Atlanta papers. And there we were, away from home and no home to come back to. The builder, Barry Burks, though, had built a big building down on the corner of below the jail and below these other offices of his, a two-story building, and the lower part was a store. Later was a red wine store, but I've forgotten who had charge of it right then. And upstairs, telephones had come to Fayetteville, and it was the first office of the telephone. And the Masons had rented some rooms for the Masonic Lodge upstairs, and the telephone office was upstairs, and the store was downstairs. And there were several rooms there, and Papa had had some furniture stored there. And so when the house burned down in the middle of the night, some of the boarders were taken in up at the house. The had rented that big Dorsey home, you know, behind the mercantile company. And they made room for Colonel and Colonel and Dr. was one of our boarders then. I don't know where he went to. Our good neighbors took in Mama and old Papa and the two boys fixed up a room at that building, and the took in Mama and the girls, Jill and Sarah.